was just about a year ago that an icon, it's based right here in Dallas, changed hands. That's the Borden Dairy Company. Most of us grew up drinking Borden milk or seeing something about Elsie or Elmer, her husband, or whatever. But it's been mostly bought out by a new private equity firm out of Washington, D.C. They brought in an expert to turn this company around and grow it, and Tony Sarsam is the CEO and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
It really is an iconic brand. I mean, there's no such thing as a national brand for milk, is there?
You know, not so much. The closest would be what Dean Foods is doing. They're very closely national with their products. But Borden was a national brand.
It was.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember they used to sponsor the Bob Newhart Show, which was a network television show.
That's right. Yeah, they're a 161-year-old brand. Was the largest dairy in the United States up until right around the beginning of the 1990s.
Was it broken apart?
Yeah,
it wasn't a trust bust or something, was it?
They had run into some financial difficulties. They'd become a conglomerate like a lot of companies over the back half of the 20th century.
With the glue and the other stuff.
All kinds of chemicals and other things. And they found themselves in some financial trouble. Were originally then bought out by KKR. They were public, bought, taken private. And then eventually through that process wound up spinning off many of the divisions and then have all the way down to becoming what they are today, which is really sort of a wisp of the former self in that regard.
I always thought maybe it was, I mean, that's an interesting business because you've got all of these entrepreneurs that are kind of spread around and milking cows and bringing them into, in a lot of cases, cooperatives, aren't they?
Yeah, the dairy industry has cooperatives that are both farmers as well as processors. Has some folks who are just farmers and some folks who are just processors. So we're in that last category of just being processors.
Then the other thing that occurred to me, because I was trying to figure out why this didn't work, is the shelf life. It's you gather it fresh and it's got to be chilled. And, you know, it's not as though it stays around forever. And for some reason, people in the United States, I think we're the only country that refuses to buy it in boxes and Tetra Pak. Any place else in the country, you buy it warm, off a shelf.
Yeah, there's a mix of that for sure, and I think there's an element to your point of a cultural element of believing that this fresh process and the fresh chilled milk is by its nature a fresher product, and so that's certainly a rich part of our culture here is consuming milk that way.
So you just got here. I hate to ask you the grand plan, but what's the grand plan? I mean, are we going to go back to having a national brand and Elsie will be showing up at ribbon cuttings for every grocery store in the country?
Well, we certainly hope so. So to your earlier point, just got here, so just getting started. But I'll give you a couple of headlines pieces. I had mentioned recently that this company has been in deep sleep. So it's been about 20 years or so since the company and the brand have thought of themselves in a more expansive way, and we're just doing that now. Process-wise, we're doing an evaluation of what is what makes sense for consumers in this industry, and we believe there's an investment in the brand, an investment in products that could really help this company take
off. More products then? I mean, beyond just whole milk and skim milk and 2%.
That's right.
The distinction of which I never really understood, but that's neither here nor there. But so how far do you go? I mean, everybody's talking about milk from coconuts and soy and almond. Is that something you want to get into?
Well, there's a lot of energy in the category around all kinds of things. So I'll give you a little bit of backdrop on the way I look at this category. It's over a $50 billion category. So it's very large even by all standards. The category broadly is not growing a bunch. It's actually flat to declining.
Oh, it's down. I mean, milk consumption is down.
Milk consumption is down. That's right.
Like down by a third from when I was a kid.
Yeah. They're probably not quite a third, but it's down kind of every year by a little bit. But what's going on within the category is really much more interesting. $50 billion is a gigantic category. And within that, you've got expressions that follow basic consumer macro trends that I find very exciting. So the trends that we focus on, real simple, is people want to eat healthier. Yeah. They want to be indulged with their food, and they want to be convenient. So you think about within dairy, where are those expressions working? So you've mentioned one. People want dairy foods that actually provide them different types of health benefits. There's folks who are lactose intolerant, but they like the notion of having a dairy beverage. There are people who are looking for more protein. You can see the higher protein dairy is growing like crazy, even in the midst of dairy declining overall. Take some categories. Yogurt is flat to declining right now after a nice run. But what's growing are really convenient forms of yogurt. Like drinkable yogurt is growing like crazy. And higher health yogurt expressions are growing like crazy. In ice cream, which has been flat for a long time to slightly declining, what's growing are pints, and they're growing in two ways. There's indulgent ice creams that are growing like crazy, and there are these healthy expressions. So I want to eat ice cream, I want to pretend I'm not eating ice cream.
I thought that's why they invented yogurt. Frozen yogurt.
Exactly. So within that, if you look at all those ones I just picked off and a few others, like I always tell people, praise God, butter is growing. So it's back with a vengeance. All those make up approximately $15 billion of the 50, and they're growing at about 7 or 8%. So there's a really nice growing subset of the category, and all it's doing is attacking those basic consumer trends that I mentioned earlier.
You know, you've got a fascinating background. I should have mentioned it up top, but you were at Nestle and 20 years at Frito-Lay. And I think of Frito-Lay, man, now that there's some people who could twist and work a brand. What flavored chips or Doritos or what, just coming up with imaginative things to do with basically the same product.
That's right.
It sounds like that's kind of what you're doing with yours.
Yeah, and I think we want to also find a way into real innovations as well. So not just taking the permutations on current ideas, but finding new ideas that actually help people to consume and meet those needs they have for an indulgent, healthy, and convenient dairy products.
So do you have deep pockets? You got a big private equity company behind you. They got to go out.
Nobody really has deep pockets, do they? we have great support from the private equity firm. They are eager to make investments in the business and invest in ways that help us to innovate, invest in ways that actually maybe even acquire new products that help us to move forward in our agenda.
But it sounds like it's more organic than the growth will be more organic than acquisition?
Well, it remains to be seen. I think it'll be a mix of both. I'm not sure it'll be more or less one or the other. We're just exploring both those options now.
Well, it's good to have you back down here after you're living here in the area for 20 years with Frito-Lay. It's probably not a good time to show up in the middle of summer, however. it's not a good first impression.
You know, my wife and I are from Phoenix originally.
Oh,
and,
well, yeah.
So we come here and it's this nice, cool, balmy weather. Not so bad at all. We're delighted to be back.
Tony Sarsam is the CEO of Borden Dairy. And what about Elsie? Does Elsie come back too?
Elsie is living comfortably in a retirement home right now, but she will be making some guest appearances soon, we trust, so stay tuned for that.
And all the kids will love it and drink their milk.
So absolutely.
They can support Elsie. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.